From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and my conversations with the people who write it and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak.
There's a hole in my life, and I try to find what's on the other side of the rope I gotta climb. Still in me, I'm afraid of heights. Well, tonight I'm leaving Hollywood. There's no stars up in the sky. No, it don't feel right by me anymore. So I'm...
Let's start the hour with Vista Kicks. It's a fun band from Roseville, California, just outside Sacramento. The four guys, Derek Thomas, Sam Plecker, Trevor Sutton, and Nolan Levine, came back over Thanksgiving for a sold-out album release show. And the crowd at Harlow's was clearly into their early Beatles style and Rolling Stones inspiration. We knew this band from previous visits to Insight, but back then they called themselves Babe. When they came to the studio this time, I asked why the change from Babe to Vista Kicks, and here's Derek's answer.
It's different for every caterpillar, but you know, we
that was awesome.
We needed to change the name. We needed something that was open ended and that didn't mean anything else. And Babe, we'd always get the response like, "Oh, like the pig." And we'd be like, sure. And then, you know, you'd search it on Google and all kinds of things would come out of the woodworks for Babe. And so we chose Vista Kicks because it was open and didn't mean anything and sounded cool.
Yeah.
So
now
went with that.
When you search Vista Kicks, we're the only thing that comes up.
In the whole world.
Yep.
You had known each other, some of you, back to kindergarten, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, Trevor, I think you're the one that kind of joined in
later.
High school.
Yes.
A little later.
Yeah.
So when you moved to Los Angeles... You were all living together, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In a tiny place, starving artists.
Little one bedroom, all four of us.
But Los Angeles has proven to be a really great decision, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me some of what's happened over the last 2 years. Nolan, what's been one of the coolest experiences for you?
The coolest experience was recording our own record and going through that process where we had a couple offers with different producers that wanted to have a hand in it, and you know, we ultimately decided we wanted to do it ourselves. And doing that, we've learned so much and we've grown so much, and as a band we're more valuable now because we can do it all ourselves. We don't need any producer that's going to take, you know, 25%, or we don't need, you know, to get in extreme amounts of debt to put music out. We can do it ourselves now, and that for me has been, you know, really, it's been really cool.
The opening song on the album is Gotta Get Away.
Mm-hmm.
Set it up a bit, Derek.
Well, that song went through many different changes. We recorded it a few times at different studios up in Sacramento with Tommy Lee and with just ourselves. And we finally settled on the one that we did ourselves.
Love is in the air when my reflection isn't staring back at me. 'Cause I know down in my soul that I'm hardly half the man I need to be. What about my name? Calling out my name.
You're ready to perform the same song live for us in studio, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so here they are in studio from Roseville originally. Derek Thomas, Sam Plecker, Trevor Sutton, and Nolan Levine.
Love is in the air when my reflection isn't staring back at me. 'Cause I know down in my soul that I'm hardly half the man I need to be. What about my love? Calling out my name. What about my love? Begging me to stay. What about my love? What about my love? Oh, I gotta get away.
Set a fire in my heart, but the flames are burning you and blinding me. Every moment we're apart, it's like there's nothing even left for me to breathe. There's an echo in my mind, I thought that love was blind, but now I see right through. I'm running out of time, every night I have to fight myself to sleep.
What about my love?
Ooh, calling out my name.
What about my love?
Begging me to stay.
What about my love? What about my love?
Oh, I gotta get away.
Song is Gotta Get Away. Are you very clear about your style and the style of music now, which in this album is a little bit different from the EP too?
Yeah.
So where you go with the writing and the recording from here?
We like to go from the inside out and just sort of market it after the fact, because when you try to make music for a specific thing, sometimes it can be a little contrived. And we've, you know, had that feeling before, and so the Booty Shakers Ball was just sort of a name that embraced all the diversity on the record, because there's so many songs that are really different from each other. And you know, when we were listening through and we were making it, it was like, what are we going to do with all these songs? We don't know what genre to put it in. Like, what are we going to do? And we decided just to give it a name
be.
That
let it be. Yeah. Let it be, man. Just put it out there, the people will listen.
Me and Mr. Riley, we are the best.
So the same thing, you know, we already have like another 13 songs we have demoed out, and then like Booty Shaker's Ball was 15 from 40, so we have a ton of songs. We're always writing, so that's not the hard part for us. The hard part is just nailing it down, recording it, and then deciding on what we want to put out.
Which of you came up with that album title?
I think that was Sam.
I think it was me. I was going for to name the record like a place, kind of like the Rolling Stones, Beggar's Banquet. So I kind of liked how I was like, the Beggar's Banquet, that's interesting. And then we kind of coined our own genre and our own selves as Vista Kicks. We call our music Booty Shake and Rock and Roll.
Lighter than a feather, living on the run, hotter than a desert. Baby.
nice umbrella for your music inspiring whatever it might be, just being crazy, loving, dancing, having fun, being out on the town, being live in life. It's like breathing. It just rolls out of you so easily.
You.
Do you have a sense of the change yourselves?
Yeah, I think so.
Feel it? Yeah.
Every once in a while when we watch an old video or something, we go, oh, yeah, we did sound like that. Yeah. But like anything else, it always changes, and we're always writing new songs and being inspired by new things.
What's made the big difference for you?
I think touring is a lot like training for the Olympics. Actually, I have no idea what training for the Olympics is like. But man, oh man, it is tough. It's the hours that we're playing and driving that really stretches you thin. Hmm. And you have to push harder than you've ever pushed when your circumstances are, you know, your baseline needs of sleeping and getting your rest and everything are sort of taken away from you. And you still have to like rise above and beyond that. So it gives us a chance to really, really grow our muscles when performing.
Vista Kicks, the brand new album is titled Booty Shakers Ball. In 2016, it was a collection titled Chasing Waves. I'm ready for more live music. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's this song?
Fight the War.
All right, here they are, Vista Kicks.
I gotta go fight the war. I should've known what you come here for. Life won't give you what you want, you gotta take it. I don't know why you built the wall, gotta break it. If it don't kill me, what's living for? Try to understand. Life won't give you what you want, you gotta take it. I don't know why you built the wall, gotta break it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Vista Kicks. They are Derek Thomas, Sam Plecker, Trevor Sutton, and Nolan Levine. Their new album is titled Booty Shakers Ball. The guys play Hop Monk in Sebastopol on Friday, January 19th. And the next night, the 20th, they're at Brick and Mortar Music Hall in San Francisco. Vista Kicks also has a spring tour planned, so we'll post a link to their website for all the specifics, and you can see our video of the song Gimme Love there too. It's all at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music from Capital Public Radio.
Tell me, Lou, you slept without a plan.